Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New Jersey Devils have locked up 20-year-old Jack Hughes to a long-term contract.
Great.
That's the big news with the Devils. But
who's Jack Hughes?
Stop it. Okay. Here's the thing that would give me hope. John Heyman recently tweeted something. He tweeted what?
What are you laughing about?
Nothing. Oh. John Heyman tweeted what Freddie Freeman is looking for.
Ooh.
So why don't you tell me, as a close confidant of Hal Steinbrenner and the New York Yankees,
yep,
this is what Freddie's asking for. And apparently the Braves have said no because they haven't made a deal.
So this is the years and the money you're
saying?
I'm
going to give you the years and money that Freddie Freeman is reportedly looking for. Now keep this in mind about Freddie. All right? Right now in the moment.
How old is he?
He's 32 years old.
When does he turn 33?
Next September. So let's call next year a year of 32. Is that fair to say?
All right. So I'm
33
gonna,
in September.
So I'm going to say he wants 7 for $210.
Not even
30
close.
30 million per.
Not even close.
Not even close?
It's a good thing.
Hold on. I just said 7 for $210.
Yeah. It's off by a decent amount.
How many am I off on years?
You're off by 1 year.
How's that a lot?
Because it's not 7 for $210. It's 6 for $180. That's a big deal.
So
that's a huge year.
It's 1 year at the same amount per year.
So that's significant.
That's a great guess.
You want credit?
30 million per.
All right, fine. You know what?
For 7 instead of 6.
Why don't you come over
six?
Here? I'm going to give you a little pat on the head.
I'd rather have a pat on my back.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
That was such a good
guess. Like, I didn't miss by a lot. That's a great guess.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Almost as if you knew you weren't that as off as he says you were.
Huh?
It was almost like you were very confused with him saying how off you were.
What do you mean?
It just seemed like you were so confident in your guess.
7 for $210.
Right, and you were so discouraged by the idea that you were off. It was almost like you were confident you weren't off.
Yeah, but how could you say I'm off by a lot?
No,
when
you're missing the point.
I missed it by 1
Craig,
year.
Craig,
right,
what,
you
what?
Missed it by just enough to be close enough yeah. to be right.
What Big Mac is implying, and he's right on, it's why I did it actually.
Is what?
Is your reaction let it out that you already knew what the figure was.
Oh, maybe
I did. You heard me say John Heyman, so you quickly said, let me check John Heyman's tweets.
Uh-huh.
So I can make a guess that's not 100% right on, because that'd be too obvious, but close enough. But wouldn't you agree? 6 years, 180, let's do it?
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
Like age-wise,
I would think there'd be a line of teams willing to offer him 6 years, 180.
Dude, you only have him under contract till he's 37. I think Freddie Freeman's going to age fine.
38, like, but all right.
No, 37.
You said he's 32.
Yeah, but 38 in the latter part
whatever,
of his last
thing.
Year.
I'm with you. Yeah,
32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37.
Okay.
37. I mean, what? I got to tell you, man.
If that's what he wants,
do it.
And the Yankees didn't do that. By the way, no one else has done it either, which makes me think that the John Heyman report, as much as I respect John, he's typically on the money with these things. That's a weird thing to hear that the Braves wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't the Braves do it?
Braves won a World Series. They figure, we're good.
Oh, that's right. They've got the wife beater coming back.
Right. He's making a lot of money.
So they're all good there, I guess.
I think he's making $20 million a year, like, Marcelo.
So take the Braves. The Yankees wouldn't do that deal?
I would. Like, I would. I'm telling you right now.
Like, how could you not?
Now, look, Freddie Freeman may not want to play here. We have no idea.
Well, Heyman, that's
also
a part of it.
Heyman also implies he'd prefer the Dodgers. Okay, which is maybe the case. I have no idea what Freddie Freeman wants. But just like we talked about Max Scherzer, do we really think Max Scherzer wanted New York? Do we really think that his home in Jupiter was that big of a factor in him picking the Mets? He picked the Mets because they made him the best offer, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't hold that against Max Scherzer. So if you're the New York Yankees and that's Freddie's ask, which means not only, Craig, have the Braves not matched it, maybe the Braves aren't even close to matching it. Maybe the Braves are offering him 3 years instead of 6 years.
I mean, I don't know. That to me doesn't make any sense at all. Because there's no disputing his greatness.
Right.
Right? So if you're willing to throw some of these other guys, the types of numbers we've already seen, and Freddie Freeman saying, look, I'm not after every nickel in the room. 6 years of $180 is a great number for me. How is that deal not done by 10 other teams?
Yeah, but the thing,
unless he's saying to his agent, these are the only three teams I'll
play
for.
Look, I mean, that's possible, but that wouldn't be good negotiating. What you want to do is come back to the Braves and say, look, come back to the Dodgers if you really want to go there and say, look, the Yankees made me this offer. Freddie Freeman's the kind of guy where not only is he great defensively, not only is he still an elite-level player, not only is he a left-handed bat, not only does he not strike out at that high of a rate in the world we live in, not only is he a great leader, he is perfect for this team. Like, everything I just described makes him perfect for this team.
I agree.
And I look, I was
afraid. So maybe the Yankees have a big announcement coming tomorrow.
And what's that?
Freddie Freeman. What are we talking about?
No, I know, but I don't think that's going to happen.
And because I love country music, we get Freddie Freeman and the Yankees host my favorite Chris Stapleton at Yankee Stadium. And Freddie Freeman's like the concierge for it.
Right.
That would be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Right? Could you imagine that?
Yes. No, I can't actually.
Oh, in a weird way, you Met fans would be like, oh boy, the Yankees got us again.
Are you kidding? By signing Freddie Freeman?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to sign Freddie Freeman. I want him out of the division.
Yeah, that's true. It's a weird situation.
And honestly, Met fans may disagree with me about this. I want him with the Yankees more than I want the Dodgers, because if your vision is to win a championship, you're probably going to have to get through the L.A. Dodgers. So I'm all about winning. That's my business at hand as a fan. I want to win.
Yes.
It helps.
You never have, but
I've won
like
nothing, Craig.
Right. I know.
Zero zilch.
Right.
As a fan, that's all I want. So take your hatred, Met fans, for the Yankees and put it aside. If Freddie Freeman goes to the New York Yankees, it betters the Mets' chances at winning. That's an indisputable fact.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Okay. Then root for the
so
let's go Yankees.
So you'd be in lockstep with the Yankees getting Freddie Freeman.
I want the Yankees to sign Freddie Freeman, absolutely.
Freddie, let's go. There you
I'm
go.
I'm all about
there
it.
There you go. Lugie is a Mets fan. Say it. Freddie. All right. Can somebody wake Brian Cashman up? I let him know that we want Freddie Freeman.
Isn't that your job?
That is my job. I've been in touch with the Yankees all day today.
What has Boone told you?
Talked to Aaron Boone.
What'd he say?
Talking of this guy and that guy.
Are you going to give us anything?
No.
Nothing.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I know that Aaron Boone was at the stadium today. I can tell you that.
Doing what?
You know, Yankee business.
By the way, in 2 days, he's not allowed to go to the stadium, right?
I don't know if that applies to managers.
Lockout.
But he's not a player.
Everything is shut down.
He's not a player. Like, the Yankee business offices are open.
They're not shutting everything down?
The general manager's allowed to go to Yankee Stadium. It's the players can't go. And here's a weird one. And the NFL does this, too. My understanding is that they're not allowed to speak to each other.
Well, say that again. Speak to who?
Players and management are not allowed to speak to one another outside of the official.
Isn't that kind of ridiculous?
Yeah, the NFL is the same way, by the way.
I mean, I get there's a lockout.
In an NFL lockout, Robert Saleh cannot speak to Zach Wilson.
I kind of remember that during the football lockout. Well, it's weird. Baseball has not had a work stoppage since 94-95. So this is new for a generation of us. I remember 94-95.
I do too.
I cried like a baby, scarred me as a kid. Like, it was awful. It was brutal. But we haven't had that in a very long time.
Yeah.
And in 2 days, for the first time, since a lot of us were children, you were in your 30s or 40s, we're going to have a work stoppage in baseball.
It's weird, though. To me, it's not a stop.
I just made an old joke about
you. I ignored it.
Oh, okay.
It's not a stoppage until it affects, you know, the opening of spring training.
I agree with you.
So to me, they haven't signed a CBA. It's Christmas. Who cares?
No, the offseason stops. And if anything, it's been good for the offseason because you've had these moves come in bunches.
Yeah.
And then it'll happen again once the lockout ends. But at some point, not for you, because I don't think at the end of the day you care as much, but for guys like me, we're going to start to get worried. There's going to be a point. Maybe it's January. Maybe it's February.
It won't be before then. It's definitely not this year. Calendar year.
When we're going to get worried?
You're not going to be worried in December.
I will be worried in December. No. I think late January. You know what? I think after the Super Bowl, I'll start to get worried. When's that? February 14th? Something like that?
It's second Sunday in February this year.
Actually, that's late.
Yeah.
That's right when camps
pitchers
are about to open.
Pitchers and catchers open up, I think, like the Tuesday or Wednesday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know what?
I think that's what they normally open.
I think late mid-January, I'm going to start to get worried.
Like, it's going to impact your life, affect you?
Yeah, it's going to bother me.
It is.
I'm going to start to get worried about, because what I don't want
is... Like, you're not
going to
drive your friends home after work or something?
Well, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Depending on what you say.
Here's Dave in Maplewood, New Jersey. Hey, Dave, what's going on, Cookie?
Hey, guys, first of all, I got to tell you, I just love the show. You've been cracking me up all afternoon. But I called to defend the Yankee fans. You know, I hope you're right, Craig. I you know, the offseason's not over, and I hope the Yankees do some make some big noise and fill all the holes we need. But, you know, where I got to defend the Yankee fans, we're frustrated today, but it's got nothing to do with the Mets. You know, I don't care about the Mets. But they're getting outspent by the Rangers, by the Angels, by the Mariners, everybody. And, you know, maybe Cashman's got something big up his sleeve.
But, oh, he does.
Yep. Well, I hope so. But, you know, the other issue, you said he's never let you down. I got to disagree with you.
Okay.
You know, one World Series in 20 years. You know,
listen,
at the trade deadline, instead of getting Trey Turner, we get Joey Gallo. Did anybody think that was going to bring us a World Series?
I think when the Yankees made the deals they made at the trade deadline, those deals were largely applauded. Now, did they work out? They did not. But when they acquired Gallo and Rizzo, everyone was like,
well,
yes.
Dave, one of the early things you said, I'll try to make you feel better on. You talked about a lot of the teams that are outspending you, not named the Mets. Guess who hasn't spent anything? The Boston Red Sox, the Houston Astros, the Toronto Blue Jays. They've spent, but they also lost the reigning Cy Young Award winner and Marcus Semien. So when you look around you at the teams that you're really battling with, ask yourself this, what have they done to get better?
Yeah, but you know what? The handful of guys that are still left.
Yeah, but listen, again, have the Yankees missed out on Correa? Did someone else get Correa?
Look, I hope you're right.
Right, so, but that's my point. So the Yankees at some point in this town, and maybe my line in the sand is different than yours. I respect that if that's the case. More than any other franchise in any sport in this town, the New York Yankees deserve the benefit of the doubt because they have carried the water for every other franchise in this town largely for how many decades, right?
Decades.
Yeah, like the Yankees, they haven't won a World Series since 2009. They're in it every year. Unacceptable. We're out there to win. Every other franchise in every other sport in this town would trade the last 12 years they had with the Yankees.
It's not about that, though.
No, it's about the Yankees at some point get the benefit of the doubt.
To your point, here's where you're right. The offseason isn't over yet.
Right.
What you're simply saying is not that this is acceptable. You're saying when the offseason concludes, you're confident the Yankees will make the big move or moves that make the Yankee fan happy.
Okay. I think the opening day roster for the Yankees will be a... maybe not vastly different, but a much improved one than the closing roster.
And by the way, the New York Mets and the Texas Rangers specifically have spent a ton of money. When this lockout ends, there's going to be another wave of free agency. We're going to find out after that wave of free agency, who got it right? Was it the teams and players that went early?
Right.
Or was it the teams and players that went late? Because maybe what the Dodgers are doing, what the Yankees are doing, what the Red Sox are doing, what have the Red Sox done?
Nothing.
No, that's nothing. My point. Right? And look, the Blue Jays, they have a good young roster, and they did add Kevin Gausman. They lost Robbie Ray, and they lost Marcus Semien. I mean, are the Blue Jays better today? Ask yourself that. Are they?
I don't know.
Are the Red Sox better today?
Boy, I like but that Blue Jay offense, though.
The Rays added Corey Kluber, so we should all be scared to death. Like, the point is the rivals that you have to compete with haven't gotten better yet.
Right.
And there is still a rest of an offseason to go, which is going to be that second wave of free agency and trades once this lockout is set.
Plus, I think the Aggies are going to get Freddie Freeman.
Because of the 6 years, 180?
If John Heyman's right, and it's 6 years, 180, I think the Yankees are wrapping that up right now. I think the Yankees got on the horn and said, hey, hang on. Freddie, we're here in 6 years of $180. Is that legit? Because the paperwork's on its way.
So why don't you text Cashman and ask him, are you willing to give Freddie 6 years, 180? Ask him right now.
All right. I will do that.
What do you think his answer will be? I don't negotiate via text message.
180.
Yeah.
Is the word on Freeman. Hold on a second.
Yes. Okay. What are you willing to do it, Freeman. Guys?
All right.
Would you prefer Freeman or Correa, Big Mac?
Both.
Between the two. They're not getting both.
Again, why can't they get both?
Because they're likely not spending that money.
If I'm getting Freeman for 6 years, 180, I got a 10 spot for Correa.
Because they're likely not spending
not
on
gonna,
both.
Not going to do that. Because then you got to give Judge a big time contract next year. They're just not going to do
you
both.
Guys do. No, there's no way they do
you're
that.
Not going to.
They're not going to do that.
Right.
And then when they don't do it, it's like, goddamn Yankees.
No.
Like,
I don't expect both. One
no,
or the other.
One.
They have to put a ton of money at shortstop or first base.
I say both.
I don't think they'll do that. Greg, maybe they trade for Olsen and do the shortstop, but they're not going to sign to. I'm sorry.
No. That's great that you want that. What Big Mac and I are saying
is
the
Yankees are never going to do that.
It's not going to happen. Yeah.
And then they don't
they're
do it,
not.
And you criticize them for not
no,
doing
he's not.
Something you said they weren't going to do.
Big Mac and I suck. And a lot of people are going to say, get you one of those guys, you'd be thrilled.
You guys could never run a baseball franchise. Never.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't be a team exec.
Yeah, you'd be signing
Thanks.
Robbie Grossman
would be
five times.
Fantastic at it.
Yeah,
you
would have
signed Robbie Grossman and traded for Didi Gregorius if you were running a team, only because those are two guys you randomly named today.
I don't even know who Robbie Grossman is. I saw him online somewhere today.
You saw him
Listen,
online?
I saw his name somewhere. I said, all right, sounds like it's a good idea. Nah, listen, if I were Brian Cashman, if I...
It's not Brian Cashman, it's Hal Steinbrenner.
Guess what? I know Hal Steinbrenner.
Yeah?
They get them both.
They're going to give a $300 million deal to Correa and $160 to Freddie Freeman?
Correa's going
to
get 10 years, $290.
Probably have to bump it up to 200 because he was at the Country Music Awards. So you'll have to give him an extra $20 million to get him here in New York.
By the way, it ain't my money.
No, of course.
But
listen, I would love it if they did it. I just don't expect them to.
Yeah, that's the thing we're saying. We're not telling you that they shouldn't. We're saying they won't.
Well,
we're reading the tea leaves of Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees.
And if they do, I'm very concerned Judge will not be a Yankee.
I mean, no, Big Mac. We'll take good care of him.
I'm just telling you.
You are absolutely impossible.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, could you be?
It would indicate
negative?
To me that it would indicate to me that they don't want to pay an injury prone 28-year-old kid, 29-year-old,
okay.
30-something-year-old
kid. Well, ask yourself this though, Big Mac.
Yes.
If I told you right now, the Yankees are going to sign Freddie Freeman and Carlos Correa for that exact reason. They don't trust Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think he can stay healthy. What's your thoughts on that? You got a problem with that?
You guys suck.
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't know. I got to think about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you guys really
Why do we suck? We're just telling you what they're not going to do, and we're going to be really
I wouldn't be too happy. I want Aaron Judge on the team.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So if we get Correa and Freeman, now, rather than enjoying that, it's, well, we're going to lose Judge. You're just a negative dude.
I didn't say that.
That's what you just said 5 minutes ago.
I just said that would indicate to me that there's Judge. A good. It would be a good chance they won't sign Judge.
Yeah. Why?
Because
Yankees.
How many $300 million contracts are they going to throw around?
Stop. Well,
there is a limit to a little bit. They're paying Stanton big money. They're paying Garrett Gold big money.
Stanton's contract eventually runs out at some point
in 2027.
Yeah. It would be the exact same contract that Freddie Freeman would sign. They have him for the same
you
thing
guys,
pretty
it's
much.
Unbelievable to me. You know, you put the team in a no-win situation. If they sign these two guys, it means they're not signing Judge.
I wouldn't kill them for not having both.
We're being realistic in our analysis of what the Yankees are going to spend. You're just saying, why not? Let's buy everybody. They're not going to, dude. In fact, most Yankee fans listening don't even think they're going to buy one of those guys, let alone both of them.
If they sign Freeman and put a very good defensive shortstop, and I have a really good defensive infield, I've added Freeman, the lefty pop, middle of the lineup, culture changer, I'm good.
I agree.
I would add a center fielder,
I don't
but
hear you
I'm good in the infield if you sign Freddie Freeman.
I can't hear you anymore. You guys, you set it up so no matter what they do, you
I
can
just
criticize
told you,
them.
If they sign Freddie Freeman, I'm good. Right? I don't even need a shortstop.
Big Mac, I've learned. It's been a year. He's not listening. He's focused on what he
fascinates
thinks.
Me.
He's focused on what he thinks we're saying, and that's it.
Whatever they do, they can't win. They sign these guys, it means they won't sign that guy. They don't sign that guy, it means they don't like that. Oh, stop. It's embarrassing.
You've said none of
it's
that.
It's like listening to the to Moose today crying with all the callers. Oh, what have the Yankees done? What have the Yankees done? I don't know. Carried New York for the last two decades?
I 100% agree with
you. And what are they going to do this offseason? Something good. Something amazing. Something that makes you feel warm on the inside.
Save the audio, Big Mac.
When you enjoy your Christmas night with your family.
I'm not throwing this in his face.
And you are.
Why not?
You get down. I don't want it. I don't
and you
have
get
to
down on
position.
Bended knee and say, God, thank you for the Yankees in my life.
You're adorable.
I'm with you on all of that.
Yeah, except
I am.
These guys are
except I just
judge.
Don't expect them to throw out three
Why?
Or four $250 million contracts.
They don't do that. They spend a lot, but they don't spend $400 million on payroll. They're right. not going to.
Listen.
Just like I don't expect the Mets to sign, you know, the Marcus Stroman, Chris Bryant, Carlos Rodon, Nicholas Castellanos. Like, there's a limit at some point. Now, we can argue about what that limit should be, like we discussed the other day with the Nets and Spencer Dinwiddie, and you mocked me for it. There's a limit with every team and what they're
By
willing
the way,
to spend.
Every day in this show, I've been dead on the money, and you attack me, and you get proven wrong every day.
Every day?
Much like when I Some told days. You yesterday that the Simeon deal mm-hmm. was going to lower the number for Javi Baez. And you yelled and screamed at me and said I was wrong. And then what happened?
Well, it didn't lower his value. Javi's making more per year, isn't he?
Total worth of the contract, dude.
Well, he did have an opt-out after year two.
Total worth
That's
of the contract.
That's a big part of that contract.
And I just sit here.
Now, in all seriousness, you're
it's
right.
It's sometimes frustrating. I throw pearls out.
I was surprised that Baez took only $150. Now, he does have an opt-out after year two, which is big. But I'll take an L on that. I thought Baez was getting $200 million.
Yeah, well.
And I wonder if Baez got scared. And Baez almost said, I got to get signed before this work stoppage. All right, I got a big offer from Detroit. What was it again? $6,150? Was that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Was it $5,150?
No, he got six.
It was $6,150 and an opt out after two,
right.
Which means if he has two big years,
sure,
he's getting out and he's going to be a free agent again.
By the way, Ralph Brilliant thinks you look like Newman from Seinfeld. Have you gotten that before?
No, of course I have.
You've
not
never gotten that
before? No, I look nothing like Newman.
A little bit.
No, I don't. I look more like Grimace than I do Newman.
No, you don't look like Grimace at all. Let me take a look. You have a little Newman in you.
No, I do not.
A little bit.
No, I do not.
If you didn't have facial hair, you might have...
If you were a little bit skinnier,
because I'm heavy and I have
Newman.
Glasses. Come
You're
on.
Not that heavy, by the way.
It's what?
You're not that heavy. I think you carry your weight well.
I do carry my weight well.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You do. See?
By the way, you were very right
That's
about
his Christmas
Baez.
Gift.
That is it.
A compliment.
You were right
it was
about
probably
Baez.
Tougher for you to get than last year's Christmas.
Thank you.
I do want to be honest about that.
Yes.
I was very wrong about what he would get. You were right.
Yes.
I want to take my like a man.
It's
so
all
that,
right.
that teaches you a lesson that when you take L's, you should take it like a man.
Well, when I lose something, I'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that.
You
one.
Don't accept your losses. That's the problem.
No. If I say something I'm wrong about, I fully accept it. I have no problem being
really?
Wrong about something. Yes.
Did the Jets lose to Atlanta in London?
Well, because of the refs,
See? That's not taking it out.
The referee screwed us that day.
That would be like me saying, listen, I don't take a loss with Baez. His agent screwed him. All right?
No.
He could have gotten $200 million.
Again,
but his agent screwed him.
A referee makes a call that changes the outcome of a game. You're allowed to use that, not frequently, as an acceptance of, that was out of my control.
Give me a break. It
and
was
that's
the
way
first drive of the game.
And it changed the entire landscape of that game. A stupid roughing the passer penalty.
See, this proves my point.
I mean, it's embarrassing the ref made that call. The refs have been, I told you the refs suck. They've sucked even more than they normally suck.
Well, that part is actually true, yes.
And every year we're like, oh, the refs suck. And every year I beg them to hire professional referees that have year-round jobs, staying in shape, learning the plays, exercising. You got 90-year-old bank presidents trying to run with thoroughbreds. And you wonder why they get a lot of calls wrong. Right, or why they arbitrarily spot the ball places that the ball wasn't even close to.
See, this part you're right about.
Because they're old.
I agree.
The average NFL referee is over 50 years old and has a real full-time job that's not being an NFL ref. Like, you have a multi-billion-dollar industry that allows its games to be decided by older men who can't keep up athletically, nor should you expect anyone to, with thoroughbreds. But yeah, it's embarrassing. And you pay him a couple hundred grand a year to do it. Ugh. Full-time professional officials. Why is that so hard for a multi-billion dollar league?
No, you're right.
Am I right?
You watched a game last night?
Which game?
The Monday night game?
Unwatchable football game last night.
It's a good ending.
And Jackass going crazy with the touchdown pass.
Right.
Have you heard that call? Yes, I have. You guys have it. Have you heard the Kevin Harlan call?
Jackass going crazy.
I mean, so
as soon as you said that, I figured it was Kevin Harlan.
I mean,
that's
it's enough.
Be.
Like, it was a terrible football game last night.
On the interception, on the two-point conversion?
No.
Or the touchdown?
On the touchdown.
Do you have it? I want to hear it now.
Wait till you hear this, Evan. You would think that this is the greatest play.
It was exciting.
Okay.
It was exciting.
You would think that this is Super Bowl 100. And this is the greatest play that man has ever seen take place on a football field. Do you guys have it? Listen, I'm just going to let it play. This is a... This
now,
is...
now, in fairness, for anyone who didn't see the game, all right, it's 17-9. There's 15 seconds to go. All right? Now, just to be fair, it's very exciting. It's the end of the game. Go ahead.
Good.
First down and 10. Clock at 25 seconds. Wilson in the gun. Make it the 32 of Washington. Shotgun snap. He gets it belt high. Sets in the pocket. Moves by the pressure. Long line drive down the middle. Caught! Touchdown at the goal line! Caught by Swain! Caught by Swain! Russell Wilson has just thrown a 32-yard touchdown pass right down the middle!
That's a great call.
Ugh.
That was a great call. Yeah. What's the problem?
Did they win the game on that play?
No, they had to go for a two-point conversion.
So they
which
didn't
failed.
Win the game on that play?
No.
Oh, enough. I'm sick of it.
I thought that was an excellent call.
Ugh.
I hate to be a contrarian.
That's
all right.
You
that was
like
really
it.
Good.
We're allowed to have different
you
have opinions.
The two-point conversion fail at least?
Yeah, the two-point fail? I did not hear that one.
Maybe I'll agree with you on this one. I don't know.
Here we go. Here's more look at me, not the game. Go ahead. Play it.
Wilson in the gun. There's the snap. Has the time. Good block by the left tackle. Looking, throwing in the end zone. And intercepted. It's over. Washington's going to win it.
Another great call.
That's all right.
He's good, man.
It's just too much. I can't take it. It's too much.
It's an exciting game.
It's just too much, though. I can't.
How would you have called it? Give me the touchdown.
I can't
call.
Give it to you. I don't know. It's too much. It's about... it's enough.
It's
for
an
me.
Exciting conclusion to a Monday night game.
Give me Dick Enberg.
By
please.
The way.
Oh, my.
By the way, great result for the Jet fans. Not a great result for the Giants.
Yeah,
depending on how you want to look at it, with Washington at 5-6. But the failures of the Seattle Seahawks
are awesome and epic.
They're amazing. Yeah. And it's amazing if you want Russell Wilson as a Giant fan, and I'm sure some Giant fans do, some don't. This is perfect. The breakup is going to happen.
Yeah, I think Pete Carroll's out, too.
Pete Carroll's out. They're going to blow the whole thing
Guess
up.
What?
We have their number one pick. Yes, I know.
Pete Carroll's going to Notre Dame.
Oh.
Oh. How about that?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You
return
like that
to
one?
Your college roots. Why not?
You've got a Pete Carroll Notre Dame
because
going back to
Urban
college.
Meyer doesn't work for Notre Dame. Because right. of Urban Meyer's off-field stuff. You know, listen, I'm not saying it makes him a bad guy. Just it's out there, though, right?
Right.
Plus, Urban Meyer ain't staying anywhere for 20 years. Not that, I mean, Pete Carroll will be dead in 20 also, but the fact is, I would not be shocked if Pete Carroll is linked to Notre Dame. Would not surprise me one bit.
Because of his great success in college?
He had great success at SC before scandal came his way.
By the way, speaking of the scandal, if he goes back to college, does he have to serve any punishment?
I don't think so.
Or is he all in the clear, it's all good, no problem?
I don't think so. I think Reggie Bush even got his Heisman Trophy back, too, I think. Was there a big story about that?
I don't think he got it back.
I think he did, actually, recently.
Did
you can look that
I
up.
I remember him trying to get it back.
In any event, yeah, whatever. I love watching Seattle suffer because I never liked the Legion of Boom. I hated all of them guys.
No, he's not getting his Heisman back. I was right.
No, I thought there was a story that he was getting it back.
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, I just Googled it. I don't remember it happening, so if it happened, I must have missed it.
There was
it.
Like a court ruling that absolved him of stuff, something like that. And
the latest
like,
I see is from July where Reggie Bush won't get his Heisman returned.
Hmm. All right.
That was
well,
it.
Then I misread that.
Yeah.
Or I remember I didn't hear it. Here, Reggie Bush won't get Heisman back after NCAA ruling.
Yeah.
So there's a ruling in his favor, though, was my point. Something went his way.
Did he get the Heisman back?
No. Something went his
way. Did he get the Heisman back, which is the whole point of what you said? See, this is an example of, let's see if Craig will take his loss.
Good.
Craig, can you take a loss on you claiming
What's
Reggie
the question?
Bush? Did Reggie Bush get his Heisman back?
No, he did not.
Okay, so you were wrong, correct?
He is the only Heisman winner in the trophy's 86-year history that has vacated the
award. I understand. Did Reggie Bush get his Heisman back?
No.
Okay, no, so you were wrong, correct?
Well, in the moment. In the moment.
This is a perfect example where I took my L with the Baez contract. I'll say it again. I was wrong about what Baez got. I thought he would get more. I take my L. Now, take your L that Bush didn't get his Heisman back.
Over the last few months, on multiple occasions, my team and I have reached out to both the NCAA and the Heisman Trust in regard to the reinstatement of my college records and the return of my Heisman. We left multiple messages. We were told that the executive director, whatever, will not call us back, and they could not help us. We reached out to the NCAA on multiple occasions and received no help or got no response at all. It is my strong belief that I won the Heisman Trophy solely due to my hard work and dedication on the football field. It is also my firm belief that my records should be reinstated. So they erased all of his records.
Right, right.
Because he received a $300,000 cash and gifts payments over the course of his collegiate playing days. And because he received cash and gifts, which players are allowed to get now with the NILs,
right.
His argument is, hey, they can get it now. And their argument is, yeah, you weren't allowed to get
right.
it when you
well,
got
they're
it.
They're right, but the problem right. is, when you take the Heisman away, you insult all of our intelligence.
Right.
He won the Heisman.
Fair and square.
Okay, teams won national championships. You can claim it didn't happen, but it happened.
Of course.
We watched it.
Right.
When you and I talk, if we ever do, about Reggie Bush, you will say, hey, by the way, Evan, Reggie Bush won a Heisman.
Yeah.
And I'll confirm that and say, you're right. In 2005, he won the Heisman. There's nothing the NCAA can do to wipe out your memory or my memory. And that's why when they make these decisions, it's insulting our intelligence.
By the way, multiple sources, according to Pete Sampson, indicate that Brian Kelly's address to the team this morning lasted less than 2 minutes.
By his own doing or because no one wanted to listen?
After he spoke for less than 2 minutes, he turned around and walked out and refused to take questions from his own players.
Oh, he's a douche.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, come on, man. What'd those kids do?
They didn't do anything.
They did nothing wrong. You screwed them.
They believed your BS when you walked into their homes as kids, basically, and said, come play for me.
So you know what's happening now? Apparently, we are in recruiting season now.
Well, that's why he left.
And there's a number of these representatives of Notre Dame. What do you call them, guys?
Recruiters.
Recruiters.
That's
no,
the
that's not
looking.
The word. Like, scouts. Thanks, jackass. Scouts. There's a or recruiters. It's fine. There's a number of these scouts and recruiters
right.
who have, I guess, been not so quietly telling the story that they were literally in a high school player's living room.
Mm.
You know, talking about Notre Dame and offering scholarships, only to find out via social media as they're walking out of a prospective player's house that Brian Kelly was gone.
And that's got to make
and
them feel
And those guys
brutal.
Are living.
They should be.
Because those guys live on reputation.
Yeah, they're the ones who, even though they didn't lie, are going to be perceived as lying in a kid's home, lying to their
yeah.
parents.
How about that?
He could have handled this better.
Well,
I understand him leaving. I respect him
he
leaving.
He doesn't care. He got $100 million.
Yeah, but can right? you give the kids more than 2 minutes of your time? Even if they don't want to hear it, and I'm sure they didn't. But it's almost like you don't give a crap.
Well, you don't give a crap. So
yeah, it's so weird to me. Like a guy would leave Notre Dame during an 11-1 season and great success. He's the all-time winningest coach.
Legitimate
in Notre Dame
chance
history.
To be in the playoffs.
I mean, what do you think he was making in Notre Dame? 8?
Well, they gave him 10 years, $95 million at LSU, right?
Yeah. So
is that what he
I
got?
Mean, yeah, I think it's $100 million. But whatever, same thing. Like, how much was he making in Notre Dame?
Not that.
6. You don't think Notre Dame would have given him a raise?
He has the LSU job is a better job. I'll say it to you again, it is. And
yeah.
here's my proof. I'll give you the proof.
Well, I disagree, but it doesn't matter.
Here's my proof that I think will change your mind. LSU's won national championships in the recent times.
Yes, they have.
Notre Dame has not.
That doesn't mean it's a better job, but I hear you.
It's
the SEC is the best conference. Well, if you win that conference, okay.
Like, if you win the SEC, you're in the college football playoff.
You can also recruit kids that would never get into Notre Dame. Yeah. That's the bigger thing.
Yeah, that's a factor, too.
Notre Dame went through that little five-year period where they said, we'll take anybody. And it backfired on them, right? Brian Kelly comes in, and they have a recommitment to, we're not taking kids with questionable backgrounds.
Right.
Right? That's the Notre Dame way. I respect that. You go to LSU, no disrespect to the kids who are at LSU, but you don't care so much about a kid's background.
So the recruiting is easier. You have a better chance of winning. It's a better job. Like, if you grew up loving Notre Dame and that's your dream job, I'm not telling you that's not the better job for you. But in general, when you look at both jobs, which one's better?
I don't know.
You went from Notre Dame
I still think Notre Dame is a better job, but I hear you.
But why?
Because I think Notre Dame's special. I do. And I get it. They're on a conference, all that crap that goes with it. I just can't imagine. Like, if you told me a guy left Syracuse for LSU, I get it. Maryland for LSU, I get it, because of what the SEC is. But Notre Dame, I always thought, maybe I guess I'm wrong, was the cream of the creme de la creme.
But you didn't go to a bad college job. You went to LSU.
You went
to a school that won a national title a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with the guy who was trying to bang pregnant women at gas stations.
That is true.
Like Ed Orgeron did that.
Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
Shouldn't Notre Dame just bring him in the coach?
He got divorced, got the big contract. And then literally, if it was a woman with a pulse, he tried to have sex with it.
Now, besides the fact that he was a horny, horny man, shouldn't Notre Dame bring him in to coach a game?
Evan, I'm not kidding.
Like a trade-off?
Evan, man went up to a pregnant woman at a gas station.
I've heard the story, yeah.
And tried to, you know, set something up, and she goes, I'm pregnant and I'm married. Mm-hmm. And his response was... And?
Well, you got to do it in his voice. Try it again.
I can't do his voice.
And?
I can't do it. Anyway, yeah.
So what? He's a hornball. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
You got to keep guys like that away from your 19-year-old girl.
It's only one game he'd coach at Notre Dame. Then you send him on his way. 877-337-6666.
As you sit in traffic in Brooklyn, we'll also get you pumped up for tonight's Nick Neck game. A little preview of some basketball coming up. Plus, obviously, all the baseball and the Kelly stuff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
Wait, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You get to Barclays Center at 7:20,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
You're not getting in, no joke.
You're in trouble.
Till midway through the first quarter.
And I've tweeted about that. I've warned Net fans about that. I'll warn Knicks fans about that. It's tragic. You got to get there early. And that's
a
part
of it. Like that.
Because their security is intense.
Ugh.
And it's just long security lines.
Yeah,
so
no reason for it, by the way.
You got to get there early. You do. That's the bottom line. That's why they have these offers with the half-off beer between 6 and 7. They've been doing that for a while now.
Half-off beer between 6 and 7?
Yep. And the game's at 7:30.
To go.
To get there early.
Yeah.
You know how many times you sit down for tip-off and the bowl is half empty because of the security lines back there?
Yeah, but that makes sense. Like, the building's been around long enough. Mm-hmm. Like, let's figure it out. Let's get it right. Like, get people in the building. Let's go.
I get it, man. I'm just explaining what happens. I can't tell you why it happens.
And I was amazed at the game on Saturday where, like, listen, I've been there many, many times. And as you know, I used to have my own concession stand there. So I know the building literally like the back of my hand. And I think it is a great building. But I was amazed where it's like early third quarter, I want to say, when I went down. And there was like 40 deep at every concession stand.
I'll tell you why.
And I'm saying to myself, yo, the game started.
I'll tell you why. So if you go at halftime to go wait and get concessions when people go, you will be on that line for 30 minutes.
It's
once
brutal.
You've committed the 15 minutes of halftime on the line,
yeah, you're in. Yeah.
So, dude, my advice, and this is not good advice, I'm going to admit this, because I'm a geek who just wants to watch the game. Get your food early and then sit down and watch the game. Because if you get up, you're going to end up online for 35 minutes.
What do you think percentage of Knicks fans there tonight? Decent number?
Decent, of course.
Yeah, half the building?
60-40 Nets.
Yeah, I think it's probably about
slight
right.
Slight edge for the Nets.
I think that's probably about
but
right.
But there will be a great amount of Knicks fans there, and it's part of why I hate these games. I put a poll up earlier on Twitter. Do you like these games, Net fans, Knicks fans?
Oh, I love it. Love it.
No, you guys won. Like, obviously, it was about 70-30 as far as Knicks fans just being existing
sure.
to Net fans. But even Net fans, they love this matchup. I hate it. And the reason I hate it, Yankee fans, you'll get this. Not you, Craig, because you're a phony. This is
why the shot? There's no reason for a shot there.
You'll understand.
That wasn't the place for a shot.
2002, Subway Series Mets-Yankees. Did you like it, Big Mac?
The 2002 regular season?
Think about it. You
Subway
guys are elite.
Series?
You guys are elite. Maybe not a championship team, but you're elite.
Right.
The Mets, not any good. You can't lose a game to them. If they do, Bob Huesler,
you didn't
know me at the time, but me, we would drive you nuts. That's why. I've got everything to lose tonight, Craig, and zero to gain.
It's exactly like the 2002
prosperity
Subway
is something
series.
That you are not used to.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's embarrassing.
Why?
I don't like the game because on paper, I should win. I'm better than the Knicks. If I lose, I have to deal with the Knicks fan tomorrow.
If we lose.
Therefore, I'd rather just not play them at all.
Craig, here's what's going to happen.
Like, get on the porch with your dog then, dude.
Here's what's going to happen.
Go there and beat us.
No. Obviously, I am.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen.
Or sit at home and watch the Phoenix Golden State game.
That's a great game tonight.
Great game.
If the Knicks win tonight, the first thing out of your mouth tomorrow, 2:02, is about the game. If the Nets win, you don't mention it. You won't mention it unless at some point I say, hey, great game last night, bing bong, and then you quickly move on to, you know, the offensive line situation for the Giants. So I know that's how this works. I'm in a lose situation.
Well, go out there and beat us.
Obviously, that's all they can do.
Or you'll be afraid and stay home, whatever you tell
you. I'm going to tell you something fascinating.
Yeah.
The Nets and the Knicks, and Tommy Beer tweeted this earlier. He's always great with this stuff. The Nets and Knicks have played 202 games in their history against each other.
That's it?
Yeah. Do the math.
Seems like you'd play more now, but whatever. Good.
Nets came to the league in 77 from the ABA.
Good.
202.
Yep.
What do you think the all-time record is against each other, including the playoffs?
Is it even?
101-101.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There you go. So tonight's winner gives their franchise the all-time series lead.
For now.
And Kemba Walker will not be in the lineup tonight.
Nor will Blake Griffin. Like, think about this. If this was 3 years ago and somebody said Blake Griffin's on the Nets, Kemba Walker's on the Knicks, you'd be like, whoa. Then I said, yeah, both of them are being benched because they stink. How about that?
Yeah. And it's funny, a confidant of Kemba Walker's was shocked that Kemba got taken out of the lineup. Not that Kemba was shocked or disappointed, but one of his friends was.
Well, what do you think Kemba was?
Yeah, I mean, Kemba, but he knows the deal. He, like, athletes are more self-aware than we may give them credit for. Like, James Harden knows he's playing like crap, or at least shooting like crap.
Right.
Which I thought was interesting that, you know, he got booed against the Suns.
Yes.
Because he had 4 points into the late second half.
No, it was the turnover. It was the eighth turnover caused the booing, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm saying he had 4 points, and they're all in free throws. And I'm like, wait a minute. The guy's got 13 assists and 11 rebounds.
Turnovers.
And he's getting booed.
Turnovers.
At home.
Turnovers.
And then I smiled.
Well, you could smile all you want. I'm explaining to you why Net fans were booing. Now, I didn't boo, but I was booing in my head because I was pissed off. Because how many mindless turnovers can you have in a game? How many? Hold on. Oh, now you're laughing at people booing?
Hold on.
You
no.
defend Yankee fans.
I love booing. No, I'm laughing at you.
What?
You just said, I didn't boo.
That's right.
But I was booing in my head.
Well, I was disgusted.
So boo him.
No, I don't boo. I don't boo my own
guys.
You're
booing in your head?
Doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
That's a boo.
Not a boo.
That counts as a flat-out B-double-O.
Plus, I had my five-year-old there. I didn't want to explain booing to him.
He needs to learn. He needs to learn boo, and you suck. He needs to learn that. Here's Chris in Stratford, Connecticut. Chris, what's going on?
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you doing?
Great.
What's up?
Been a long time listener to the station, but I don't know the timeline exactly of when, Craig, you opened up this church. The
2009. Yeah.
And look at the timing. When's the last time they won?
Well, that's why I opened up the church.
2009.
The Yankees were getting ready to play the Phillies in the World Series. I couldn't stand to have a New Yorker rooting for Philadelphia. So I opened up the church of Mets fans for Yankees. Okay, and it was a wild success. And you'll probably hear a reincarnation of it next Wednesday in the morning.
My problem is what's happened since then. Look what's going on since then.
He's blaming you, Craig.
Yeah, you're blaming me.
Okay.
Go back to Queens, bro.
Oh, he said, get your ass back to Queens.
You want me to be a Met,
Chris? Chris, we don't want him in Queens. How about that?
Oh,
I mean, I don't want to say the guy's got bad luck, but
I brought you a World Series title in 2009. What are you talking about?
What about since?
Haven't won since, though.
Ma, I don't. Like, tell me the last team in New York that's won a championship since 2009 other than the Giants. Listen. I know a lot of you don't care. I respect that as well. Peace out, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. But I will reveal my fandom, as I do every year, the day before the season opens.
Craig.
So March 30th, whatever it is.
Will you declare that if the New York Yankees strike out in free agency, if they don't add either an elite shortstop or Freddie Freeman, that there's no way you're picking the Yankees?
I will not make that declaration. No, I will not, sir.
You're joining the evil empire in Queens. The new evil empire.
I will not make that declaration. And I know many of you don't care. And others of you don't want me on your wall.
Yeah, I don't want you.
On either side.
I can't speak for every Met fan, but just for this one Met fan, I don't want you.
Oh, because all of a sudden the Mets spent some money. You think you're God's gift now, so you want to be left alone.
I don't want you.
That's fine.
You gave up. You became a Yankee fan. I respect it. Stick with the Yankees. You got to stick through the good times and the bad times.
Well, normally I agree with you, but 2009 was special. I was not going to root for the Philadelphia Phillies.
No,
because for Philly,
I wasn't even talking about nine. I'm talking about the Yankee bad time now of losing the wild card game. Like, you're a Yankee fan.
The Yankee bad time of making the playoffs, winning over 90 games, and having some tough luck in the postseason. Those are bad times.
Yes, you stick with that.
Win 77 games and get back to me. Because just out of curiosity, while all you guys take your shots at my franchise, how many losing seasons have the Yankees had in the last 20?
None.
None.
I'm not taking shots at the Yankees.
By the way, that's the longest streak in the history of the sport.
No, it's incredible.
Yeah, none.
And it's far longer than 20.
And you Yankee fans are bitching that they even signed a shortstop
yet? Yeah, because the bar is
unbelievable.
Because, Craig, the bar is higher than finishing above 500. What kind of loser mentality is that now?
Being above 500 is not a loser mentality.
If your defense of the Yankees as well, they haven't had a losing season since the early 90s. That's a loser mentality.
What was the last year they had a losing season?
92.
So it's almost 30 years consecutively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Name a team in any sport that's done that, just out of curiosity.
San Antonio Spurs
had a long
run.
Did they go 30?
I don't think it was 30, though. No, I don't think anyone has. I'm just trying to give you an answer. Yes, the question.
Spurs is probably a good one.
The Steelers have done a good job of not falling under 500.
But I'm sure they had a year.
Yeah, now they've had 8 and 8 years.
Right? Well, 8 and 8 wouldn't count. That's 500.
Oh, so that 500 doesn't count.
I'm saying 80 wins or less.
I think the Jazz for a while had a long streak of not being
Bulls
under 500.
Obviously, not 30 years.
No, not 30 years.
So the Aggies are in their 29th consecutive year without a losing season.
Wait, I got one.
And you guys are bitching.
Utah.
Fascinating.
The Utah Jazz. Do the math. 1986.
Yeah. Through.
2005.
So that's 19 years.
That's still not even
the Yankees have a decade on that. Like, and I reckon, listen, I thought that was about winning. Good. I'm not saying it's not. That's a good, I mean, it's a good number, good answer.
Let me look up the Spur one.
But think about that. You've got 29 consecutive years without a losing season. Free agency has essentially just begun, and you're yelling at the Yankees? Like, if I'm the Yankees, go F yourself.
Well, you can't do that because you need people to buy tickets and go to your games.
They're going to buy tickets anyway.
Well, not if they're losing
like,
or
not. Can you imagine this? Imagine this. Hal Steinbrenner comes out and goes, emergency press conference. Ladies
what is
and
he,
gentlemen.
Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, emergency press conference.
Emergency press conference.
I did not assault that woman. Here's the deal. We have now endured our 29th consecutive winning season. A record that is unmatched. Let's assume I'm right. By any franchise in any sport.
I think you're right.
Okay? And you're critical of us a couple days into free agency. If you don't like the way we conduct our business, go F yourselves. And then you walk off the podium.
That's a terrible idea.
I think that'd be the most epic press conference.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Basketball Jones is on the line real quick just to break it down. Both teams obviously had their embarrassing losses to Phoenix, but Phoenix, who plays Golden State tonight, and as much as you know, I'm down with Knicks Nets, and that's what I'll watch, courtesy of Evan's app tonight. Golden State Phoenix.
No, you don't need the app because Knicks Nets is the first of the TNT doubleheader.
Even better.
Capped off by Phoenix Golden State.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a late night because the game you got to watch tonight if you're a basketball fan is Phoenix and Golden State. You'll combine their like 93-1. Anyway, Basketball Jones, give me Knicks Nets. Can the Knicks win it in Barclays or nah?
100% they can. I'm going to give you what I like to call my preview stat of the game. So the Nets are second in the league in three-point percentage with 37%, and they're top five in the league in field goal percentage, but they take the least amount of shots per game in the National Basketball Association. What does that mean? That means they're trying to play slow basketball, take advantages of mismatches on KD and Harden, this, that, and the other. They're trying to slow it down, and they're going to try to dissect our defense, because let's be honest, Knicks defense needs to
step up. Well, I'll give
you
another reason, Sonny. It's because the...
That, you ask?
No.
We have younger legs.
Right.
We have better coaching. We're going to run faster. I want tonight to be 48 minutes of transition offense and defense, and that's how we win this game.
The reason the Nets take so fewer shots is because they turn the ball over like they did Saturday night, and I wish that your father was a better basketball father because I heard a rumor, son, that your father made you leave Nets Suns early. Even when you, as a good man, and I appreciate this, texted me and said, Evan, I think the Nets are going to make a comeback. And I said, you're full of crap. And your dad made you leave early. Is that true?
Well, let's be clear what happened. We left early, but I will not say my dad was the motivation to leave early. I believe that would have been the female members of the Suns that were along with us.
And by the way, the night before, we stayed in the Garden until the 10 minutes after the game. So we're good.
You didn't go to the Garden
we're
Friday
good,
night.
Because you know, we're Knicks fans. We know what's up. Sonny was very upset. He was pissed off when we left the Barclays Center. And then they get down to 7, And Mills has a three.
Two open threes.
And clanks back-to-back threes. And he's like, if he'd made one of those threes, you and I wouldn't have spoken
who
for a while.
Who are you rooting for? Were you rooting for?
It was more because the night before, I mean, it's not my first time going to a game as a family, as I'm sure many people out there have experienced a similar thing. But the night before, I was like, sat in the living room, I'm like, listen, guys, we are staying. Like, we agreed on a number. I think we said 25 points in the ball. We can leave. But other than that, we are staying.
We had an agreement. If either team was up 25 in the fourth quarter with The Rock, that was our, we could leave
so
early.
So then why'd you leave early?
He said, there were other forces at hand. Plus, Annie Ann's closes at 11 o'clock.
Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, exactly. Can we get a parking lot, a better parking situation there?
The parking's actually really easy at Barclays Center. All you got to I give people free advice. If you go to Fifth Avenue, I shouldn't do this. If you go to Fifth Avenue right now, there's metered parking till 7. Right now it's 6:13. No, get a spot, pay it off till 7, and you're good. And then when you get out, you can turn right on Flatbush and go your merry way. Parking at Barclays Center is simple. It's easy. I've been doing it for 9 years straight. Yeah. And the only ones that fail to do it don't understand it enough. But now you do. You'll never have that problem.
Well, we got Annie Ann, so we felt pretty good about it going home. I can tell you that.
The whole thing, too. The cinnamons, the regulars.
Yeah, they have the pepperoni Annie Ann's now, too. Not just the full-on pretzel, the pretzel nuggets with a piece of pepperoni on each nugget.
That's pretty
genius.
Good.
And, of course, I had the frozen lemonade.
Who was he rooting for? Can you ask him?
Ask him. Go ahead.
No, he can't hear me.
Basketball Jones, who are you rooting for at the Nets-Sun game?
I'm going to be honest. I was rooting for the Suns for one reason, because I wanted to not only see them extend the win streak, but then I wanted to see the Warriors-Suns coming off of that win streak. Like, this game tonight would be so much less. Like, there'd be so much less emotion around the Warriors-Suns game tonight. If
that's true.
That's a fair answer. Hey, I respect that.
Real quick, guys. Some breaking news regarding the New York Giants. Daniel Jones suffered a strained neck early in last week's win over the Eagles. His status as of today is unknown for Sunday's game against the Dolphins.
Really?
The Giants are signing Jake Fromm from the Bills practice squad.
But Mike Glennon would start.
Right, to be a backup quarterback in case Danny Jones cannot go against the Dolphins. So that's happening in the moment. All right, so real quick, who's winning the Knick-Knack game tonight?
The Knicks.
Knicks.
Of course.
He hasn't got one wrong yet, Evan, on this show.
He's also fanboying it every time.
He's also fanboying it. And I'm going to ask him Golden State Phoenix.
No, wait. Before you even ask him,
Curry,
I follow him on Twitter.
Two more biased games for me to pick.
Yeah, all you do is retweet Warrior fanboy stuff.
He does.
I thought about muting you for a bit. I was like, oh my God, this is endless. Especially that Warriors World account. Oh my God.
All right, so he's taking Golden State and the Knicks tonight. There you go. You still following Marcus Stroman the way you used to, or no?
A little bit less now that I think he's going to return in the Mets jersey.
No doubt. All right, well, listen, I'll be watching at home, you watching your dorm room, and we'll compare notes throughout the game for sure.
Sounds good. And you'll actually be able to watch it, right, because it's on TNT?
Yeah. Evan gave me the login for the app anyway, so when it's not on national TV, I just log in as Evan. But yeah, I got TNT tonight. I'll get home by 7:30, so I should make it by tip, so I should be good to go.
Sounds good.
All right, love you. Talk to you later.
Love you.
All right, so there you go.
That's exclusive to TNT, because sometimes these nationally televised games you get to watch on MSG or YES. It's only TNT.
Yeah, tonight's, for our purposes, a great doubleheader. Knicks-Nets, which is what we love.
Oh, and Warriors-Suns.
And then you get the game of the year, regular season-wise.
I don't know how much appeal Knicks-Nets has outside of New York, but yeah, Suns-Warriors is hot. Look, I give the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau credit for this. I was reading this morning. I was almost stunned by it. Even though the eye test checks out, but not to this extreme. When Kemba Walker is on the floor, the Knicks defensively, they are a bottom 10 team in the NBA. Bottom 10. When Kemba Walker is off the floor, the Knicks are the best defensive team in the NBA.
Is that right?
And believe it or not, the same applies offensively. When Kemba was on the floor, they're a bottom 10 offensive team.
That's why you get benched.
Yeah, I mean, like, the numbers backed it up. And I understand there's an emotional attachment to Kemba. And I even understand Kemba and maybe his friends saying, hey, this is quick. 20 games, that's quick. I get that. I'm surprised it was 20 games. I think you are, too. None of us saw it coming, necessarily. But what you can't argue is that this wasn't working.
Right.
And Tom Thibodeau has made an adjustment with a guy in Alec Burks who's played well, who gives him more length now, too, especially against a team like the Nets. If you're going to switch all the time, Alec Burks doesn't have to just be on the smaller player. Kemba Walker's an undersized player. He ain't good defensively to begin with.
Right.
Now you're sticking him on guys half double his size. That's an exaggeration. You're putting him in a worse spot. So it makes sense. It just sucks because I think that your vision was Kemba can help this team. And the truth is,
yeah, that was the vision.
It hasn't worked.
No, it was a surprise signing when they got him. I was all positive about it. And this is what I do give Thibodeau credit for. He doesn't mess around all that long. He'll give you some leeway and respect you're a veteran. If it's not working, it don't matter what your name is. Other than Julius Randle a little bit, where he's got him in spots where
he's
off.
He's even sat him in big spots.
But yeah, so I respect it. And listen, this is why as a fan. It ain't about the individual. It's about the team. I want the Knicks to win. I don't want the Knicks to lose. And oh, by the way, Kemba played well. I want to win.
Right.
And I will say this. While Kemba has turned out to be a disaster signing, Obi Toppin is turning out to be a great draft pick.
He just needs to play more.
He's got
to
play
more. And that involves
more.
Thibodeau trusting Obi and Randle on the floor at the same time, which
funny.
He doesn't
do
a lot of.
Did you hear his press comments earlier today?
I'm from Brooklyn, but I grew up a Knicks fan.
You heard that?
Why is that funny? I expect that. I mean, you're really celebrating that?
Yeah, because it's like every other Brooklyn kid I know.
Well, if you grew up before the Nets existed in Brooklyn, why would you be a Nets fan?
Because
they played in New Jersey.
I know some people in my life who were diehard Knicks fans,
right.
But their love of the borough trumps that.
But that's not
and
the
they became Nets fans.
Right, but that's not.
And I think that's fugazi.
That's not the majority of people. Like, the way the Nets are going to grow fans is with kids. I got a DM earlier today from a guy who says, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. My kids are Nets fans. That's what you're going to hear a lot of. By the way, Mitchell Robinson, R.J. Barrett, Derrick Rose, Nerlens Noel, Taj Gibson, all listed as game time decisions. A lot of them, I think R.J. Barrett's one of them, has what they're calling non-COVID related illness. But Thibodeau just said he expects R.J. to play tonight.
By the way, that could be, like, I'll be honest about it. I got the booster shot on Sunday.
Right.
I felt like crap for like a good 18 hours. Now I feel terrific now. And I know I sound like the, you know, bee's knees. But how do we know like a guy didn't get like the booster? Feels like crap for a couple days.
Sure, yeah.
He doesn't have COVID. He's actually healthy. And he was ready to go. Yeah. And you worry about a guy's energy level.
I get you. Plus, you know who RJ is really close with?
Me.
Steve Nash.
What does that mean?
Steve Nash is like his godfather.
Steve Nash is RJ Barrett's godfather?
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
They're like family friends? They're very close to each other?
What does that mean in regards to
Steve Nash
non-COVID?
Steve has nothing to do with it. Steve Nash is coaching the Nets.
Yeah.
RJ Barrett is playing for the Knicks.
Yeah.
So tonight, they're going to be sharing the floor together.
Yeah.
And they're very, very close.
Okay.
So there's an attachment between the two.
That's a non-story.
It's irrelevant to you?
Irrelevant.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that they're close.
Like, why even bring that up?
Because it's interesting.
I don't
A lot of people may not know that R.J. Barrett and Steve Nash are really close.
One last check on my baseball insiders here.
On what? The Rays traded Joey Wendell to the Marlins. Does your insiders tell you that one?
I'm sorry, say again?
The Tampa Bay Rays traded Joey Wendell to the Miami Marlins.
I'm sorry, what?
The Tampa Bay Rays.
I don't care.
You should. Wendell's a good player. The Rays got worse today. I know it doesn't matter because the Rays always find a way. I get it. But they got worse today. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nope. The New York Yankees have not done anything yet today. So we will go into tomorrow with only 24 hours to go before the lockout. Will the Yankees pull off the signing of the century, or will they wait until the lockout is all settled? Oh, tomorrow's going to be an interesting show, isn't it?
And the Daniel Jones drama now. Now we have to be on Daniel Jones watch
because
in a must-win game. By the way, he played through the injury last week.
Which is all fugazi, right?
Then why not play Sunday?
Well, maybe he woke up with a stiff neck.
I'm just asking.
You ever have that? You know, kind of like you can't, you have to turn your whole body to look around?
Yeah, I had it 3 days ago. Oddly, I was very sore a few days ago. I couldn't explain why.
Maybe you got the booster.
I got that a week ago.
Oh, maybe you parented for the first time in a month.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.